You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It is a blessing to give God the highest praise. Welcome to this hour of power where God is the power, where God is the source, where God is the miracle worker. Hallelujah. And we are today drawing nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to us. That is what scripture says in James 4 and 8. Welcome to this hour of power. I am Mika, and you are blessed. And we are tapping in, reminding ourselves, aligning ourselves, cleaving, seeking the Most High God. And we are still praising. We still have a praise without ceasing. If you are new in this moment, this month of August, we are praising the Lord God. We are making it our intention. We're making it, we're setting it as a priority to praise the Lord, and our spiritual practice of praising the Lord. And today we are, as we praise Him in this time, we're allowing our praise to draw us nearer to God. Our praise to reorient ourselves and cause and marinate. As we're praising Him, we're marinating in the Spirit of the Lord. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, He inhabits the places of our praise. And so His Spirit is here. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, I'm going to say there is peace. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, I'm going to say, it's His presence. And we need Your presence, Your sweet presence, God, today. So God, we thank You for this day. And God, we bless You for this now. And Lord God, we exalt You, O God. We draw near to You with a contrite heart, a humble heart, a repentive heart, a grieving heart, a grieving the things that's grieving You. Oh God, we desire to have a heart for You, a heart that pleases You, a heart, a heart that that is aligned, that desires what You desire and finds undesirable what You find undesirable. God, we draw near to You. Hallelujah. Lord God, we enter Your gates with thanksgiving. Yes, in Your courts with praise. Yes, we are drawing nigh to You. We want to be closer to You, oh God. We need to be closer to You, oh God. We need more of You, oh God. We need Your presence. We need intimacy. Oh Lord, yes, Jesus. We need intimacy with You. We need to hear from You, God. We need to hear from You. We didn't spend a lot of time hearing from ourselves. We didn't spend a lot of time hearing from a man, hearing from a friend, hearing from expert, hearing from a person, hearing from a family member, hearing from stranger, hearing from those who we didn't even ask to hear from. Oh God, we didn't even ask for that opinion. We didn't ask for Yerabasa. Lord God, we need to hear from You today. And so we thank You, Holy Spirit, for drawing us closer to God. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for we know not how we ought to pray. And that is why we have the Holy Spirit. That is one of the reasons for the Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. Lead us and guide us. Lead us and guide us in this time of, in this hour of power, oh God. Lead us and guide us, Yerabosa. Make us sensitive to the power of you. Mm-hmm. Make us aligned to the power of you. Turn us, oh God, to the power of you. Yes, God, we repent. It's a turning away. It's a changing the way that we think. Oh God, as we praise you today. Yes, 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 yes. As we praise you, oh God, we thank you for leading us. We submit to the change that we need to make. There's a change that I need to make. There's a change that we need to make. Mm-hmm. As we, this is all coming from the place of as we draw near. As we draw near to God and Him drawing near to us, there's a change that I need to make to get closer to God. What must we sacrifice? What must we leave? What must we put away? What must we deny? The Bible says that we can only follow God that first we deny ourselves. Second, we take up our cross. And third, we follow. We deny ourselves. What change as we draw near? What areas do we need to deny ourselves, oh God? What areas are we not, have we not taken up our cross and following you? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. This closeness, this intimacy, cleanse us, oh God. The Bible says in James 4:7, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Help us to be stable. In the first chapter of James, it speaks about us, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Oh, Lord, as we draw nigh to you and you draw near to us, we thank you for single-mindedness, a focused mind on you. The Bible says he keeps us in perfect peace, those whose mind is stayed on Christ Jesus. I'm being reminded of, even as he intentioned us and set us in the place of praise, our mind has to be stayed on him to praise him, exalt him, adore him, adorn him with the fruit of our lips. Yes. And so we just stop right now. When we adorn you with the fruit of our lips, we submit to you, resist the devil, James 4:7, and see the devil flee. How do we resist the devil? Oh, Shia! Our praise enables us to resist the devil. If I'm so focused on adorning Christ, praising Christ, looking to Christ and not looking to my own understanding, looking to Christ and not leaning on my own understanding, leaning on Christ, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, I find myself resisting the devil and seeing the devil flee, seeing the resisting the devil, mm-hmm, where he's trying to trick and scheme and usher in double-mindedness. Oh, we come against that attack of double-mindedness. We come against that spirit of being double-minded, of being doubtful. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, and declare and decree that what you've given us. You have not given us a spirit of fear. No, 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 you have not. You've given us power. You've given us love and you've given us a sound mind. We take on the sound sound mind on this day. Hallelujah. We soundly praise you. We make a sound of a joyful noise. Ah, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's what it says in Psalm 100. And so we make a sound unto heaven. That heaven is making a sound in our life. Oh, Jesus, we make a sound today. Oh, Lord, I thank you that our praise sound is a sound of victory. Our praise is a sound of a war cry. Our praise is a sound of Rebasaya, possessing the land. Our praise is a sound of faith. Charging forward, stepping out on faith. Hallelujah. Saying yes to God. Our praise is a sound of obedience on this day. Our praise is a sound of submission. Ah, Jesus! Holy Spirit, our praise, it is a sound of wisdom. Come on, come on. It is a sound of wisdom. Ha! It is wise to praise the Lord. It is foolish to look at our circumstance, our situation, our condition, the climate, our feelings, and choose not to praise and allow those things to dictate what cometh out of our mouth. But we choose to submit to God, resist the devil, and release a praise. Hallelujah. And see the devil flee. Oh, our praise today is a sound. It is a sound of Lord Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Our praise today, it is a sound, hallelujah, of the walls of Jericho, of the strongholds, of Rebasaya, of fortresses, falling down. It is a sound today of shackles. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is a sound of shackles breaking off, chains breaking off. Oh, hallelujah. Our praise today. Somebody say my praise today. Our praise today is entrance into his gates. Is entrance. Is access. Oh, I hear you, Lord. Oh, I need to calm down. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. I feel it so. Hold on. I need to. Oh, Shaya. The praise, it is a strength. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I feel the strength of God as we praise. Our praise today, it's an entrance, access into his courts. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, God. Our praise today. Our praise today is a sound of, oh God, it is a sound of he is able. Our praise today is a sound that with God all things are possible. It is a sound of the impossible breaking forth as possible. It is a sound of breakthrough. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Our praise today. I hear the Lord. Put a praise on it. We are putting a praise in that place of what we've been waiting for. We are putting a praise, a hallelujah unto our Lord God in that place of what we've been petitioning, where we've been petitioning. We're putting a praise, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, in that place where pain has been, where pain is, yes. where pain is speaking. We're putting a praise. We're silencing the pain with our praise. We're overcoming. We're overcoming Yerabasa by way of our praise. Oh God, we thank you. Freedom comes at the place of our praise. Deliverance comes at the place of our praise. Inheritance comes at the place of our praise. Oh Lord, breakthrough comes at the place of our praise. Our Lord, Rebasaya, taking possession of the land takes place at our praise. Oh Lord God, we thank you that our praise today unto you is causing territory to be enlarged. Oh Lord, Yeraba Sia, we thank you, oh God. We thank you today. As we praise you, trust is overtaking us. As we praise you, there's a confidence and a reliance on you. Yeah, that's happening. As we praise you, we're growing secure and depending on you. Oh God, as we praise you, as we praise you this day, oh God. As we praise you today, oh God, faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Oh, yes, God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so, God, we praise you with the word of God. We praise you, oh God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Yes, God. We praise you. We praise you, oh God, as the Bible tells us. In Philippians 4:8, as Apostle Paul admonishes us to finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Yes, sound mind. This is a sound mind place. This is a sound mind place. And so, God, we praise you for the things that are true. We praise you for the things that are honest. We praise you for whatsoever things are just. We praise you for whatsoever things are pure. We praise you for whatsoever things are lovely. We praise you for whatsoever things are of a good report. You are the good report. You are the lovely report. You are the pure report. You are the just report. Yes, you are a judge that is rendering justice. You are a judge that is rendering righteous judgment on our behalf. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord God. Rebasaya. Ukurubusia. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. God, as we praise you, begin to point out that which is true. God, as we praise you, begin to point out to us that what's the things that are honest. God, as we begin to praise you, begin to point out whatsoever things are just. That's just. We be so focused on the unjust that we're missing the just. We be so focused on the complaining that we're missing in the blessing. Oh, Yerabosa. We be so focused on the little that we're missing the much of God in our life. Hallelujah. We be so focused on the bad report, the man report, the report that comes from the earth that looks final, sounds final, but God says it's not final. God says there's a good report. Help us, oh God, point out as we praise you today the good report things. Oh God, the little rebasa. Let us get into the little of the if it's only just one blessing, one thing that went right, one thing that happened good. Oh, yeah. Let us focus on that. That's the sound mind place. That is the magnifying the sound mind place. We're gonna magnify the little. We're gonna give you thanks in the little and see you multiply it. Yes, God. If there be any praise, think if there be any virtue, point out the virtuous things. Yes. Point out. Come on. Come on, the virtuous things. Come on, virtue. Let us be men and women of virtue. Let us be men and women of integrity. Let us be men and women of our word. Ah, Jesus. Let us be men and women. Come on, as we praise you, this is what's happening. We're becoming more excellent. We're becoming more heavenly. We're becoming more holy, and that we respect time. Let us tireable soul. Let us be men and women of that respects not only that respects your time, God, and respects others' time. Yes, and just be a respecter of time. Let us not be disrespecting time. You created time. You made time. Let us be a respecter. Let us be more respectful. Oh God, as we praise you, teach us how to respect even when it's not given to us. Oh Jesus, now that's a respect. Ooh, teach us how to respect even in the face of disrespect. Oh God, teach us, oh God, how to love even in the face of of hatred. Teach us how to be just even in the face of unjust. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Teach us how to be a good neighbor even in the face of the other not being neighborly. Oh God, yes. How do we learn that we first love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Hey, yes, yeah. And so God, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah. And praise today looks like it is a sound of us loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Teach us how to honor, even in the face of dishonor. Teach us how to be honorable, oh God. Teach us how to honor. Mm-mm. Teach us how to show grace when grace is not given. Teach us how to be merciful. Teach us, oh God, how to show mercy. For you show us mercy. Oh God, even when mercy is not returned. Oh God, teach us how to be meek, for the meek inherit the earth. Oh God, teach us, yes, today. Oh yes, teach us today what it is to walk in mercy, as you every morning gives us new mercy. Oh Jesus, teach us how to walk in grace. Teach us, oh God, how to function in grace. Teach us, oh God, how to be gracious even when it is not reciprocated. Oh God, help us. Help us as we praise you. Because we don't reciprocate to you what you give us. The love that we give you back, it pales in comparison to the love that you give us. The sacrifice, if we are, pales in comparison to the sacrifice that you, God, gave in the form of your son. Oh, Jesus, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful what you're teaching us. What you're, oh, God, this is beautiful. Yes, God. And so teach us how to and not look for it back. We're not, because you don't look for it back from us. You're not looking for it back from us. You are freely giving. Let us be free in our giving. Yes, God. Show us where we're stingy in our giving. Show us where we're stingy, oh God, in our love. Show us, oh God, heal us in those broken areas. There we go. Oh Lord, we need healing. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, we need healing. We need to be healed in order to know how to love. We need to be healed in order to see correctly. We need to be healed in order to understand. So Jehovah Rapha, yes, this day, as we're praising you, I thank you for healing us. I thank you, oh God, for circumcising. I thank you, oh God, for the divine surgery that you're doing, that's removing the things that don't serve us, removing the things that actually is harming us, even things things that we don't even realize it's a harm in adding unto us. Yes. As we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, we thank you that you're adding unto us. We thank you, O God, that as we give, and there's a good measure being given in return, a good measure, some pressed down, shaken together, and a running over blessing. We thank you for a running over anointing. We thank you, O God, for filling our cups up to the point of overflow. O God, we thank you so very much. O God, we thank you so very much. O God, we thank you so very much. O Lord, we thank you so very much. O Lord, we thank you so much. We thank you, O God. O Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your forgiveness. Yes. Let us be free to forgive. Mm-hmm. Let us be giving at forgiving. Let us have an abundance of forgiveness. Let us flow from, for God is abounding in this place. There's an abundance of forgiveness. Oh Lord, let us be abundant in the place of forgiving. I'm talking about the little and the big. I'm talking about the things that weren't such a big deal in the big deal. And get this, there's things that it's not a big deal that we made a big deal. And that's causing division and that's causing fractures in places. There's things that are big deals that we can treat as a little deal. Oh, Lord, yes, we need a new perspective. Oh, yes, God, we need a new way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. So today, as we praise you, as we set our praise on you, oh, God. Oh, Lord, as we set our praise on you, oh, God. As we set our praise on you, that we're so hydrated in the spirit, so marinated in the spirit, so oily, that we're missing the offenses, that we're not easily offended, that we, Lord, help us in that area of being easily offended. We can walk around with a spirit of offense and somebody truly trying to help us. But because we're blinded by the spirit of offense, we miss. Oh, Jesus, cause the scales to fall off of our eyes. Oh, God, where we're so badly bruised and abused. Lord God, minister to us in those areas and cause the scales from being abused, Lord God, to fall off our eyes. I thank you, oh, God, for loving us in the areas where we've been misused, that we need you to cause the scales of misuse to fall off our eyes, mistreatment to fall off our eyes, so that we can see clear and recognize you in a space and in a place, and we're not operating out of the trauma, we're not operating out of the past, we're not operating out of the abuse, we're not operating out of the mistreatment, we're not operating out of the abandonment, we're not operating out of the neglect, we're not operating out of the hurt, we're not operating out of the church hurt, we're not operating out of Rabasaya, the unfortunate, we're not operating out of yester, but we stand in a now faith and release a sound of praise unto you, that we need you, oh God, that we need you to lead us forward. How can we? I see some of us, we seem like we're walking forward, but we're really stuck in the same place. And we've been stuck in a place for a long time. We're stuck in a place in our minds. We're stuck in a place in the spirit realm. We're stuck in a place We're stuck emotionally, we can be stuck in a place. Developmentally, we can be stuck in a place. Spiritually, we can be stuck in a place. Stuck in a place. Oh God, yes. And so that's why we're praising you as praise. The simple, foolish thing of praise can loose us from this stuck place, loose us from this quicksand place, loose us from this stagnant place, loose us from what our mom said or didn't say, our father said or didn't say, did do, didn't do, was there, was not there. Loose us, oh God, from these places that have us repeating cycles, that have us rebasaya, going around the mountain. Oh God, loose us now. We praise you. Oh Heavenly Father, we praise you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you up out of repeating the offense in our head. We praise you up out of, oh God. We praise you, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and end. You are first and last. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, your ways are not like our ways. Your thoughts, neither are your thoughts like ours, oh, God. Oh, Rebasaya, your word will not return unto you void. Have you said it? You are not like man that you shall lie, nor son of man that ye shall change. Oh, Jesus. Rebasaya, your mind. Oh, God, Rebasaya, your word will not fail. Your word will not return unto you void. No, it will not. Your word, oh God, we thank you for your word on this day. Yes, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word of life. We thank you for your word of hope. We thank you for your word of truth. We thank you for your word of forgiveness. We thank you for your word of forgiveness. Ah, yes, God. We thank you, oh God, for your word of resurrection. We thank you, oh God, for your word. We thank you, oh God. Have he said it and shall he not do it? Has he spoken and shall he not make it good? He is making his word good. That's spoken over your life. Oh God, yes, I am. We thank you, oh God, for ushering us into the oneness with your word. We thank you, oh God. And even if we are waiting for the understanding to come, we wait and rejoice. We wait knowing that it is coming. Oh God, we rejoice in you right now. We thank you, oh God, for your word of reconciliation. We thank you, O God, for your word of wisdom. We thank you, O God, for your word of a revelation. O God, we thank you for your word that you are watching over. Ha, Yerabasa. We thank you for your word on behalf spoken concerning our ministry. We thank you, O God, for your word spoken in the marketplace area concerning our life. O God, we thank you for your word concerning our family. We thank you, O God, for the word of marriage. For what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. O God, we thank you for the joining together that you are doing in this season and time. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we honor you. Hallelujah. Oh God, Rebasa, we give you the glory. We thank you for your word, Jehovah Rapha, of healing. We thank you for your word, Jehovah Shalom, of peace. We thank you for your word, Jehovah Shalom, of nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. We thank you for your word, Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. We thank you for your word, oh God, that's being fulfilled. We thank you for your word that's being answered. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word that's breaking forth in the desire that's on that you are giving us. Oh God, we thank you for your word of instruction. We thank you for your word of the know-how. Oh God, we thank you for your word, oh God. Oh, we thank you for your word that causes us to go boldly. Oh, to be of a good courage. Oh God, we thank you of your word, hallelujah, that enables us to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you that Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, so we are with the word, and we are with God. Oh, we are abiding in your word. Oh, we are abiding in you. And your word abides in us. Oh, God, we thank you. And this is why we are able to praise from the place in which I dwell. Oh, ah, yes. Praise is our nature. Mm-hmm. Praise is our identity. Praise, this is what we do at this address. This is what we do in this household. We praise. We praise when it makes sense to the natural mind and when it doesn't make sense to the natural mind. Oh, we praise. We praise when it feels good and we praise when it doesn't feel good. This is what we do at this in this dwelling place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, this is what we do. This is the secret. Oh, Yerobosa, as we praise. Oh, it is our weapon. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is the source of our strength. Oh, this we praise. We praise in our sleep, and we praise when we awake. We praise the Most High God. We praise the King of Kings. We praise the Lord of Lords. We praise Elohim. We praise the Omniscient One. Who? Is all knowing. Now there's some on the earth that God has equipped with a good knowing, a great knowing, an expert knowing, but who is all knowing? Of course I'm going to praise the all knowing one. He's all knowing. And at his appointed time, he will cause me to come into the know. So I'm going to, when I know and when I don't know, I'm going to praise. We're going to praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I know I feel the Holy Spirit. Oh, we're going to praise him when we feel his presence, and we're going to praise him when I don't feel his presence. I don't need to feel his presence to know that he is present. Woo! I need my little tambourine right now. Oh, Reba, Saya, Ataya, yes, God, I let my tongue do be the instrument. Let's let our tongue be the instrument, oh God, unto the Lord. Lord, we're praising you that what you spoke, the promise that you spoke, even if we don't know the promise, I'm going to praise you that you have the promise and you're going to inform me at the appointed time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to praise you into the appointed time. Oh, we're going to praise you and see the Spirit of the Lord come upon us. Oh, we're going to praise you and experience the anointing of God. Oh, we're going to praise you and see the strongholds come tumbling down. The yokes are destroyed. The burdens are lifted. As we praise you. Oh, Lord, praise is what we do. Ooh, praise is what we do. Praise is what we do. We offer a hallelujah. We offer a hallelujah. We offer unto you today a hallelujah. In the empty place, we offer a hallelujah. In the lacking place, we offer a hallelujah. In the dry place, we offer a hallelujah. In the hurting place, we offer a hallelujah. In the starving place, we offer a hallelujah. In the hungry place, we offer a hallelujah. In the satisfied place, we offer a hallelujah. In the uncomfortable place, we offer a hallelujah. In the comfy place, we offer a hallelujah. Oh God, we offer a hallelujah. In the secure place, we offer a hallelujah. Oh Lord, we offer a hallelujah. We offer a hallelujah. Glory to your name. Lead us like you led the children of Israel, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. We thank you for your cloud by day, for your fire by night. As we praise you, we thank you for going before us, making every crooked path straight, every rough place smooth. As we praise you, we thank you for divine covering over the schools as we enter into the new academic school year. We praise you concerning the new academic school year. We praise you, oh God. We praise you and give you this school year. We praise you and give you our children. We pray. Nope, they're your children. Nope, 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 nope. They're your children first. Nope, nope, nope. That's where we get it wrong. And that's where we get it wrong. And then we have worry and stress because we didn't took them on as our children. Nope, nope, nope. We're stewards. They belong to God. Ha ha ha. They are God's responsibility. We praise you for the children. We praise you, oh God, for the middle school age children, for the high school age children, for the adult children. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you, oh God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you for our family. We praise you in this in this new year that is ahead of us, in this new month, eight still being the new. I don't care if we're in August 27th. It's still the new month, eight being new beginnings. We thank you for the new beginnings. We thank you for the continued place. We thank you for preserving us. We thank you for the enduring place. We thank you for and praise you as you lead us through the valleys, through the shadows. Oh, Lord, Rebasa. Oh, we thank you, oh God. They're just shadows. It's not overtaking us. Oh, God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you, oh God. We thank you as you lead us through the dry lands, the wilder places. We thank you, oh God, and we praise you that we'll see streams in desert places. Oh God, we praise you, oh God. Oh, rivers in desert places. Ah, Yerabasa, streams in wilder places. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We praise you for remembering us. We praise you for making a way out of no way. We praise you for the new thing that you're doing. We praise you for the continued thing that you're doing. We praise you for the old thing that you're doing. We praise you for the doors that you have opened. We praise you for the doors that you are opening. We praise you for the doors that you have closed. We praise you, oh God, with the keys in our hand. Oh Lord, we thank you for the keys. We thank you for the keys to bind. We thank you for the keys to loose, oh God. Oh yes, oh God, we thank you for the authority. Oh God, we praise you today, huh? Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We praise you in spirit and in truth. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, today we praise you. We offer to you today a praise that may, for some of us, may be a praise, a sacrificial praise. I'm sacrificing. I'm cutting through all of these feelings and I'm choosing to praise you. Oh, Lord, yes. Yes, God. There's another Hebrew word for praise. Yesterday we spoke of halal, H-A-L-A-L. Today is yada, Y-A-D-A-H. It's to worship or revere with extended hands. It literally means to throw or extend hands upward, signifying surrender or thanksgiving. Yes, we surrender. We offer a praise of surrender. We offer a praise of thanksgiving. Yes, God, we thank you for this place of being in the spirit, that we're hearing from the spirit, Lord God, and we're seeing. We thank you for the visions and the dreams, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the utterances of the supernatural. And when you speak to us, because he's speaking, and when he speaks to us, and as he speaks to us, I must stop and speak the words of wisdom from this place. Let us be sensitive to grab hold and not discard it because we're receiving it from a carnal place, a fleshly place, a past place, a hurting place, a tired place, a nothing good happens to me place. And then when God comes and speaks his promise, his words of promise, we don't always catch it because of the ears in which it's being received. Let our ears not be deaf and then deafen your word out, but give us ears to hear. Give us hearing. What are areas? Now, our ears, we can hear normal. We can hear just wonderful. We go to the doctor, take a hearing test, and we can hear great. But I'm speaking of a hearing spiritually, being able to hear. So wherever we are deaf, wherever we are blind and missing you, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Give us eyes to perceive and understand. We thank you. And so, God, we continue as we leave this, the hour of power on this day. We don't leave. We don't stop praising you. We don't stop celebrating you. We don't stop with our hands extended in a place of surrender and thanksgiving. It only continues unceasingly. So we thank you for this time, oh God, of being in your power. We thank you for your power at work in our life. We thank you for your miracle signs and wonders at work in your life. And we see you back here again tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or whenever you can tune in. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmeracha, Yaer Adonai Panav Alacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panav Alacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And tell somebody about this time of hour and of power. Hallelujah. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's why we praise. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.